Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a film that's most likely going to be at the Academy Awards next year.
I don't know about all that.
This is a film starring a true legend, a true star himself, Rochester's own Tommy Bechtold, and a bunch of other people we don't care about. Before we get to Breezy's review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater with the star of the film himself. Take a listen.
Do you hear that music? Still got jokes, huh? You don't get it. This ain't Toontown. This is Hell's Kitchen. You mess with the wrong people, you disappear.
I ain't afraid of disappearing. Not if it means I got one more night with you.
Oh, wow. Sounds sexual.
It is.
Willie steps closer. The rain seems to pause. TJ's jaw tightens, then softens.
Damn it, Mouse.
Oh, my God.
You think just because you whistle a tune and wink, I forget what happened last time? The docks burned. People got hurt.
The syndicate was after me. Toon and human. I didn't want you caught in the crossfire.
You already dragged me into it, Will. You made me feel things. And now? Now they want you dead. And me along with you.
They stare at each other. Rain patters again. A faint gunshot echoes somewhere far, far away.
Then let's run. You, me, my steamboat. We head up the Hudson and then disappear into the grayscale where no one can find us.
You're insane!
Maybe I'm a little insane, but I'm your kind of crazy.
It's giving Huckleberry Finn.
They hold each other's gaze. A siren blares in the distance. Somewhere, the steamboat's whistle calls out. A mournful, lonely cry.
All right, Captain, let's set sail before I come to my senses.
Cut.
I have chills. I have chills. Amy, Steven, if you're listening, we got to cancel the movie. Yeah. We got to reshoot it. It's got to be Brokeback Mountain on a New York dry dock.
Love this guy.
I literally can't.
Rotten Tomatoes scored Screambo 61%. Mm. It should have been at least 100 if you ask me. Here's the breakdown of the film. A late night boat ride in New York City becomes a struggle for survival when a seemingly harmless mouse transforms into a dangerous monster. Passengers must fight to stay alive.
Right.
It's like Mickey Mouse on the old steamboat. All right, Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Yes, it did.
Absolutely not. Guys, you guys already know the tea. I walked into this movie because I felt bad. And obviously, I'll do anything to support my friend. Tommy, he crushes it.
Instead of pay for the movie itself.
Right. But my my moral support was more important than my monetary support. I will say that.
Okay, so the movie did not hold up, Razie.
I will admit, I like total transparency, I did fall asleep for one third of it.
No, I did. I did hear you snoring.
So.
Okay.
But like, here's the issue that I had with it. The mouse just looked like a hairball in my drain.
Right.
There was no like depth to it.
Well, so. You know, if you've been, you know, sleeping in the fiery pits of hell for years on end, it roughs you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, what was your favorite character in the film? Please tell me the mouse.
No, not at all. Horrible. Horrible. Couldn't even make out what it was. Honestly, if someone like put a picture of that in front of me and was like, what is this? I would just say a hairball.
Okay.
It was nothing distinct.
Well, who was your favorite character?
I think the kid, because he didn't really talk that much.
He had one line the whole film.
And he survived. He kept himself safe.
All right, we're going with the
guys,
little kid.
This movie was extremely inappropriate. And to throw the shade on Disney's name is just insane to me. I'm not into it.
All right. What was your favorite scene in Screamboat?
Well, it wasn't the scene where the mouse chopped off a private part. I'll say that.
That was hilarious,
wasn't
you guys.
Wasn't that funny?
It was hilarious. And it got stuck in some woman's mouth.
My favorite scene was when Tommy was in it. His line was inappropriate, so I can't really repeat it.
No, but, you don't want to say it, yeah.
He did great.
Right.
He crushed those 2 minutes on screen. Crushed it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the budget for a film like this cost. I know I can look it up. But no, you got it. Listen, Breezy. Independent films, they may be independent. They may not be produced by Lionsgate or Warner Brothers, but you gotta pay for people on set to eat every day.
So how did...
CGI. There's a lot of people you gotta pay.
How did that movie get into theaters? Like, I'm genuinely asking from the film side of it. Like,
Through the production company itself.
Like, how does that get pushed through, though?
Well, the production company has a deal with certain theaters around the country. So depending on what the film is, I mean, they need a place to show it.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
AMC Webster, one showing, 9 p.m. Friday night. It's like...
Rushing it.
Got to do it. All right,
And we packed that house halfway. It was great.
What was the least favorite moment of this film for you?
Listen, it was way too gory for me. There was a lot of blood. A lot of blood. So, didn't love that.
What do you like better? Screamboat or Human Centipede?
Human Centipede all day.
Really? Okay, good to know. All right, best throwback moment of the movie Screamboat, starring our friend Tommy Bechtold. Breezy, go.
I mean, it was pretty modern.
Very.
But I would just say, like, throwback for me is I guess I didn't realize people still take that ferry.
The people take the ferry, yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Their means of transportation to get from one island to the other.
Pete Davidson's boat, he just bought a ferry?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
And they shot a film on it.
Okay.
Because
he
can't.
He bought it to shoot a film, or he just has it just
No, he just probably has it and does tours. I don't know what he uses it for. All right, Breezy, let's score this bad boy.
Again, Tommy, absolutely, disclaimer, crushed it.
But the movie Screamboat, as a whole... Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what do you
score? Truly no disrespect to Tommy, because I love him as a human being. Out of 5, I'm giving it a 1.5.
Oh, wow. That's still higher than A Walk to Remember.
Also, the mouse was literally the size of an actual mouse, so I'm not sure how it was killing that
this,
many
this
people.
This mouse can fit in the palm of your hand, but it was murdering everybody,
everybody
on the boat.
Aboard.
Everybody. We're talking kids, too. It was gruesome.
It was really bad.
All right, you're giving it you said a 3?
No, I said a 1.5.
1.5,
Thank
okay.
you so much.
98PXY is free and always will be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.